Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this March 19th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here, and we're welcoming into our studio our good friend, Amy Fluno, 2-on-1 director with the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Amy, good to have you here.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing all right. It's been a while. It's good to have you. How have you been?
I'm good.
Good to hear. Amy, we appreciate everything that you and your staff do with 2-on-1, how much it helps people. We've had some stats over the years of how vital 2-on-1 is to our communities, how many different people it reaches and all of those stats. But we have new listeners all the time and new people in the area all the time. If you don't mind, I'd like to start off just giving an example or telling people what 2-on-1 is so they know the services that are available to them.
Sure. So 2-on-1 is a information and referral line. So you just dial the three digits, just like 911 or 411 or 511. So any of those. So we are information referrals. So we have a database full of, we call them like human service listings and agencies, and from county stuff to churches to counseling services, just everything under the sun that you can think of, places to donate stuff. So it's not always just if you need help, but it's if you're looking to, you know, donate stuff, or if you hear about an event, usually we can, you know, kind of find some information on that and help you find that stuff. So we have, we just did an audit on our database the other day. We have 659 agencies.
Wow.
In our database.
Wow.
And we serve 13 counties. So
that covers a lot.
That's a lot. And there's two of us. So it's a lot of work, and it's a lot of time, and it's a lot of, connecting with people and getting them services that they need and connecting with the agencies and making sure that we have the information for the services that they're providing. It's available 24/7 throughout the whole state. Actually, it's throughout the whole country, Canada, Puerto Rico. So it's a huge thing.
Huge thing.
Yeah.
Amy, how do you answer questions about Puerto Rico? No, I'm joking.
I can tell you. I can transfer you to them. I just had somebody this morning calling from wanting information in Los Angeles. So I look it up and I transfer them on their way. So
exactly what I was trying to do there with that joke is set you up for that. No, that's really interesting. I don't think a lot of us would know that sometimes you get those kind of calls.
We do. And it's really weird. And I don't know. I mean, we get calls from like the UP because of the way the phone systems work is really how that one is. And then we get like Minnesota calls and, you know, but I've probably honestly in the time that I have done this, I've probably had somebody from almost every state.
Yeah, like, I imagine.
It's insane. I'm like, how do you get our number? Like,
It's fascinating. First off, we don't get to do this nearly enough with 2-on-1. I want to thank you and your colleague and the people that work on this, and we appreciate it so much. And all the heavy lifting that you do with this program is vital and really appreciative. You mentioned how many different resources you have. Mm-hmm. When it comes to people out there that may want their information to be, you know, with 2-on-1, do people usually reach out to you? Do you guys reach out to people? How does that usually
work? It kind of goes both ways. We do have an inclusion policy that we go, it's a statewide policy since we do statewide work, so it has to fit into that inclusion policy, but that's definitely something that we can talk about. So if you are an agency that's looking, you know, if you think you're not in our database, you know, you can contact me and we can talk about it and we can see if you fit. Like I said, there is criteria. Like with anything, you know, we have to make sure that it's legitimate. We have to make sure that it's going to fit with what our callers are looking for and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah.
I'm glad you mentioned this already, Amy, that 2-on-1 is certainly a great resource for a lot of things, but also the not so much maybe the big things. Sometimes you're like, hey, when is recycling in this area? You just moved here.
Yep.
And a lot of those questions. That's a resource that we for a lot of us, it's old school, but to many people out there, it might even seem like new and interesting. Wow, this is really cool. 2-on-1, how great.
Yep.
You know, we used to, dial 0 or we call information or something back in the day. Now we have 2-on-1.
Yeah.
So that's a great resource to have, but it's also important for the audience and people out there to know it's not just maybe for the big, big stuff.
Right.
Sometimes it's those kind of questions you might have.
Yeah. And we get those interspersed with the big, hard questions too, you know, so it's kind of nice to, and we try our darndest to answer questions. I mean, we're not you know, perfect and we don't know all the answers. And we will tell you straight out if we don't know. And I will tell you, hey, that's one I've never had before. Because mm-hmm. there are definitely questions I've never had before, even after years and years and years of doing this. So every day is different.
And Amy and her team will direct you where they can.
Yeah.
You know, they're not going to leave you hanging or anything. Nope. They're going to help you out as best as they can.
For sure. I mean, we try to work through it with you. You know, if it's something, if it's a big problem and it's something that you're, a lot of people just want to talk to somebody that is not in this involved in the situation, and it seems to be easier to, you know, kind of be a little bit more open and honest with someone who doesn't know your situation mm-hmm. and isn't going to judge you because they, you know your past and they know everything about you. So it can be a little nicer that way. You know, and there's always questions like, you know, have you tried this? Have you tried that? Where, you know, what about this? Or, you know, what did you do last time? And, you know, I mean, we're just a different set of ears to listen and a different mind mm-hmm. thought too. So I think that makes a big difference.
And having that resource and that that ability for many people out there is so helpful, not mm-hmm. only when you first move to an area, but maybe if you're in an area and things change or something, maybe you moved to a different spot of town and as going back to the recycling thing, and those simple questions. Mm-hmm. It's so nice to have a resource like this. Also, one of the things that I know I reference 2-1-1 all the time for about is volunteer opportunities. Mm-hmm. Always want to make sure that people are aware of that. Yep. There's a lot of great ways to put back into your community. And to you kids out there, you seniors that are getting ready for school and college and everything, and there's not many things that look better to a college applications office than having volunteerism on your resume.
Absolutely. Yeah, we do that too. I mean, there's places, you know, that we can refer you to volunteer tier work, you know, right in our office. So, but there's definitely other places all around the area too that can help with volunteer stuff. You know, it's a great mm-hmm. way to get involved in the community for sure.
And almost every day there's new opportunities volunteer wise mm-hmm. in this area. So, when it comes to you call up one day and maybe you don't hear anything that works with your schedule, keep calling, keep checking in. There's always new opportunities, new ways for you to put back in your community.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Amy, you guys also have a new help guide out. I want to touch
we
on that.
We do. Yeah.
It's fancy, by the way. That is nice looking. I like it. That's a good looking flyer.
So, and it's bigger than it ever has been. So, we do this every year. We apply for a grant through Encourage to pay for the printing, which is always super helpful. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate that. But yeah, we updated it this year. So it is active and ready to go for 2024. We have it all out all over the city, the area. And we added some extra stuff because stuff is getting harder and it's definitely needed. So
what kind of new things did you add to this?
What kind of new things did we add? Transportation, a little bit more clothing and household stuff, more mental health and addiction resources, which has been front and center lately. Mm. More food resources. We've kind of added those, like the senior stock boxes. We mm-hmm. put on those, which if you're a senior, those are a really great, it's a really great program that you can call 2-1-1 and get registered for. we just added a couple of extra spots on here and, you know, made it a little bit bigger. So another thing we added on here too is there is a 2-1-1 app mm-hmm. That was started in Dane County, and we all use it throughout the state. So you can download it anytime, Apple or Play Store, and just use it. It's not as extensive as like our website or calling us, but if you're, you know, doing something really quick, it's great. Mm-hmm. Really user friendly. I've used it a couple times on stuff. So yeah, it's a great thing to have on there. We also have like the suicide and crisis lifelines, which mm-hmm. are really important pieces too. So yeah, it's been a really great new look. It's a pretty green.
It is nice. It is a pretty green. And the app is fantastic. I'm glad you mentioned that. It is really easy to use, very simple to download. And it has already been helpful to me. And I know at least one other person that has downloaded it.
It
has been very helpful for them. And especially with, like you said there, the quick questions.
Yeah.
And I don't want to say simple because almost it doesn't feel like so. In the moment, nothing, no question feels simple. But some of the more basic stuff, it's really great for as well.
Yeah. And like the app, like we have the app, which is awesome. We also do texting. So if you know, just want to text really quick too, because not everyone wants to talk on the phone, which is completely understandable.
Yeah.
You know, life is busy and sometimes that's just not your thing. We're also going to start chatting. So doing chatting. Nice. We're the only center that does not do that right now in the state, so we're going to add on to that and see how that works. So that you can get off of our website. You can chat right on our website. So, yeah, that'll be interesting to start that.
I imagine. Yeah. And different for you and your staff, yeah, I imagine. That's going to take some getting used to, I'm sure.
It is.
And I wish
yeah
you the best with that. But I do admire that not just you, but the United Way in general is doing that. It is kind of the way a lot of things are going.
It is, yeah.
And this speaks to the heart and really the heart of the United Way throughout the country, wherever you find a United Way.
Yeah.
But speaking to our local United Way of South Winnebago Counties, Amy, in the time that I've gotten to work with you and Terry and talking with you guys, seeing the Alice reports, all of this, mm-hmm, after years and years of doing it, I was prepping for our interview today. And one of the things that I was excited about was hearing about any changes with 2-on-1, in part because the United Way is the pulse of our community. So often we find out about things. Hey, this is an issue in our community. And we yeah find out about it because the United Way knows about it.
Yeah. And that's another great thing with 2-on-1 too. So we track unmet needs. So mm-hmm when you call and I say, oh, I'm sorry, there really isn't anything like that, that gets recorded. And then mm-hmm I can bring that up, you know, to other people, to Terry, to anyone, and just say, hey, this is what we're seeing. You know, we're really seeing an influx of these kind of calls. And, you know, there isn't anything. Mm-hmm. So we need to do something. You know, this needs to be brought to attention. Yeah. This needs to be talked about. It needs to be, you know, discussed with whoever it needs to be discussed with. And we need to figure something out. And, you mm-hmm know, whether that happens, you know, it just needs to be brought up. And I think that's one of the really great things that we can record those unmet needs. And then we can also say, hey, this is what we're really seeing an influx in, you know, just so everybody's aware. These are our top needs. These are what we're seeing everybody calling about. You know, and it does change a little bit. Like I usually do like a top five and they kind of intersperse themselves, oh, you know, imagine, and rearrange
yeah
every so often.
And this stuff is so important in this mm-hmm in today's day and age and everything.
Yeah.
I would imagine almost every year or two we're going to have shifts in this.
Yeah.
In part because, for one, we're doing good work on a lot of these subjects and
right
maybe they get better.
Yeah.
Which is a positive and a win mm-hmm for everybody in the community.
Yeah.
But also that, oh, well, this was never an issue before. Now it is.
Right.
And yeah, this is why I say the pulse of the community, because mm-hmm there are there's plenty of opportunity for a nonprofit to say, hey, this is what we have a resource of, this is what we're going to offer, even
right
if the community doesn't need it.
Yeah.
Whereas the United Way is listening to the community, is doing surveys, mm-hmm, which is why it's so important for you to fill those surveys out, everybody.
Yeah.
And paying attention to things like this.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we need to update 2-on-1 because this is a need now, and this is a need now, and it wasn't yeah a couple of years ago.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are definitely seeing that with, you know, any kind of mental health and addiction services. It's been a huge thing. I mean, we have our Wisconsin Addiction Recovery Helpline that we man, and you know, we update our database on that, you know, continually, and that mm-hmm has been a huge influx, where I would say 5 years ago it wasn't even on the radar. Like yeah, we weren't getting calls for anything like that, and if it was so few and far between. And now it's, you know, multiple calls a week, people looking for counseling services, people looking for inpatient programs, for, you know, anything with mental health and addiction services. And those are not as readily available as they could be.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been a struggle too, which yeah, I mean, that really gets to you too, when you can't.
Oh. I can imagine.
When there isn't anything and you're like, well, mm-hmm, there isn't. And then the people on the other line, they know that. They're, yeah, you know, you're not telling them anything they don't know, because they've already probably gone through some research or done, you know, talked to places or talked to other people, and, you know that it is an issue, and it is a very widespread issue throughout the whole state, not just local.
You know, and it's important on a couple layers here. One, we all live in bubbles, and,
mm-hmm,
and there's
for sure,
even in a small town like this, there could be things going on. And you're like, well, I didn't realize that was a problem.
Yeah.
So hopefully it creates some attention and
yeah
some awareness and some empathy in our community for
absolutely
other issues.
Yeah.
There's that part of this. There's also the part that, you know, I think you bring up a really strong point, Amy, of, well, this is an issue. You run it up the flagpole, you tell the, you know, people about it, and maybe not a lot gets done on it. Maybe not a program gets started that day.
Right.
But maybe a year from now, maybe 2 years from now, that's mm-hmm. how every bit of change starts.
Yeah.
There was a time not that long ago where there were people who, nobody's ever going to recycle. Nobody's right. ever going to take the time to do that.
Right.
Are you crazy?
Yeah.
Nobody's going to go through their garbage uh-uh. and do all that. Now we do it. We don't even think about it.
Yeah.
You know, that's how change works.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it starts oftentimes with things like this, like calling up 211 or answering these surveys in the United Way and a nonprofit seeing, hey, this is a concern in this community.
Right. Yeah. And I love that. I love that we can do that. Like we can bring things up and just say, you know, this is what we're seeing. This is what's going on. This is what's happening in the area, whether it's, you know, just in our area of Wood County, whether it's in the other 12 counties that we serve. It really doesn't matter. I mean, people need the same resources, no matter if they're here or in Ashland County. Like mm-hmm. it just doesn't matter. It's the same thing everywhere. So.
Amy, any other notes on 211 before getting to some of the great events you guys are doing?
No, I think we covered pretty well.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do remember that the new pamphlets are out, everybody. We have some here at the studio if you want to pick one up, and certainly at the United Way offices.
Yeah, if you need some, if we missed you for whatever reason, please feel free to give us a call, and we will have extras that we can give out to you.
It is tax time right around the corner. I want to remind everybody that myfreetaxes.com is available for you. Be mm-hmm. sure to check that out at uwswac.org. There's a link you can click on. Go right to My Free Taxes.
Yeah, and it's super easy. I've done it.
Yeah, I do it. I've been doing it for about 4 or 5 years now so far. And
yeah.
I've reached out to the IRS, and they do not know who I am.
Yeah.
So I'm good.
That's good.
No,
yeah.
It's such an easy thing to be able to use. And I cannot recommend it enough to people out there. If you are, it's a free service, and it encourages you to find out if you can use it or not.
Yeah.
Amy, I also wanted to make sure to touch on a couple of other big events that you guys have coming up. One of them seems to get bigger and bigger every year, the Community Shred Day.
Yeah. So that is happening on Wednesday, April 10th from 9 to 11 at Prevail Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Prevail Bank parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's just one. You can bring all of your sensitive documents, so tax return, you know, mm-hmm. any of that kind of stuff that's, yeah. you know, old enough to get rid of. Yeah. Don't get rid of important stuff.
Yes.
But any, you know, old stuff, old bank statements, canceled checks, anything like that, you just put them in a box, you pop on over, and then we get money for that. So, mm-hmm. yeah, it's really a great partnership.
It's a safe and trustworthy way of getting rid of your documents
yeah.
in a day and age where that's never meant more.
Right.
That's
for
important.
For sure. Yeah. yeah. Identity theft is huge. So this is a good way to protect yourself.
And yeah. then, you know, just for a $5 donation to be able to do this,
yeah.
you're also knowing not only is your information safe, but you're putting back into your community, because that
yeah.
$5 goes a long way for the United Way.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. So it's $5 donation. I mean, if you can, if not, it's okay too. But yeah, I mean, Any sensitive documents that you need to get rid of, you know, is always better than throwing them away.
Yeah.
Always safer.
Community Shred Day coming up April 10th from 9 to 11 over at Prevail Bank parking lot. We'll talk more about this as we get closer to it. I did want to mention the book drive going on as well, Amy. That's always an important one.
I was a little hesitant on this one.
Okay.
Because I'm the one that deals with all the books, and we we do have a ton of them. But we are always super short on baby board books and easy readers.
Mm-hmm.
So that is what we are asking for this time around. Storybooks are always great and chapter books are always great, but we have a lot of them
yeah.
and that we need to get those out to the community. So if you have kids that are getting out of the board books and the easy readers, I will take them off your hands.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime between April 1st and April 26th, you can bring them to the office. If you have a huge amount of them, you can always call us and make sure that we're mm-hmm. always there, but mm-hmm. you know. Anyway, so the month of April, so really, really, really board books and easy readers, because those, like this year we have added going to Building Blocks, and they're a big
yeah.
agency, so mm-hmm. they have a lot of kids, so, you know, we try to have enough books for everybody, and that's going to be one of our first stops, so they could wipe us out pretty quickly with what
yeah.
we have, so adding to that inventory of the baby books and the easy readers would be great. So if you have those, I will take them off your hands yeah. all day, every day. So
please do reach out to the United Way, find out a good time to be able to drop those off. We really appreciate you being able to do that. You're
yeah.
investing in our future with us. You're
yeah.
helping kids read better. It,
yeah.
it goes a long ways.
Read reading is a huge, for 2024, I'm a huge reader. And for 2024, I have decided that I am going to write down every book that I read. And I'm on my 20th book for the year.
Right on. Way to be. Nice so, job. Wow.
I know. Wow. I never know how many books I read. I read a ton. A ton. And then I'm like, did I read this already? And so I decided I'm going to write down everything that I read. Yeah. So I'm on my 20th book.
I think that's a good note for people out there. I'm going to tell my mom that one. Yeah. She's like you. She reads like crazy. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's good. Amy, as we're wrapping up, I want to take the time to talk about the 12th annual United Weekend Food Sculpture Contest coming up. Yeah. I can't believe it's already coming up. That just surprised me when I looked at it.
But I don't know what is happening to this year.
Time's a flat circle.
Yeah.
This is one of our favorite events, not only because we get to work with the rafters and have them involved, but so much of the community gets involved in our great local businesses and nonprofits.
Yeah. So I think Ben is still looking for some teams, so you can register with him. You can call him or shoot him an email. You register by May 1st, and it is on Tuesday, June 18th, which sounds like a ways away, but it's really not. Mm-hmm. So we collect food donations, build sculptures, and then we donate all the items, which is great. I mean, thousands and thousands of pounds of food every year. So
it's amazing.
It's incredible.
I don't know. The United Way does an amazing job of keeping stats and data. I don't know how you'd ever be able to collect how many people have been impacted by United Weekend.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's got to be an incredible number.
Yeah.
And it's an incredibly humbling thing to be a part of. If you're at the ballpark, you're able to bring a non-perishable food item, or if you're a business or a nonprofit out there and you want to show your creativity and have some fun at the same time, this is a great opportunity.
For sure, yeah.
And you mentioned Ben. Is that who they should reach out to?
Ben's in charge of it. So, you can always shoot him an email. You can call him at the office. He will gladly talk you through it and see what you need to do.
Amy, if people have follow-up questions and they want to get a hold of you, just call 211 or... Yep. No, I'm just kidding. It is true, though.
For sure. I mean, I answer the phone in the morning, so, you know.
Do encourage you to do that. And for anything else that you're curious about with the other things we've covered today, encourage you to go to uwswac.org. It's uwswac.org. Be sure to follow the United Way on social media. It's a great way to keep up to date on things going on in your community and with our United Way. Amy, say hi to everybody over there for us.
I will. Thank you very much, James.
Really good to see you. Thanks for being by.
Yeah, you too.
We'll take a time out here, and we'll have more tomorrow for you, more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here at WFHR.